Funding for GLAAD's Evolving Student Experience Challenge. This poster outlines the data gathering approach taken for a programme of 6 2-day game jams with 54 participants from Manchester Metropolitan and Salford Universities. These workshops form the foundation of the author Jo McLeod Iredale's doctoral research, funded by the Northwest Consortium Doctoral Training Partnership, into how game making can best be used as a teaching tool. Each game jam consists of a briefing, idea generation period, peer feedback and on initial ideas, and then multiple cycles of game making and peer playtesting and feedback. Data gathering consisted of initially consent forms right at the start of the jam, immediately followed by pre-jam survey. This collected demographic information, their experience as a board gamer, and vitally, a number of card sort exercises in order to measure their attitudes towards various aspects of the design process. Once the game jams were fully underway, observations were taken regularly about the game making and testing process. These observations would reflect on game making, engagement, anything else worthy of note. Photographs of the evolving games were regularly taken, though these were taken in a way that did not allow people to be identified. After each day of the reflections, the facilitator would write reflections, capturing memories, feelings, and frustrations in order to capture the immediate responses to these events. However, it's given the tone of some of these reflections, these won't be published as part of the PhD. Following the game jam, game analysis is written of the rules, of the boards, the cards produced, and the experiences the participants had playtesting it. At the end of the jam, the participants were presented with the post-jam survey, in which they were re-presented with the card sort exercises, allowing the researcher to assess if their attitudes of change had occurred over the period of the jam, as well as a number of questions asking participants to reflect on their experience. This process has generated a wealth of data, both quantitative for thematic analysis and quantitative data for statistical analysis. Initial interrogation of the data appears promising,